This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Let's take a look right now at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Southport Cardinals, shooting 45% from the field, 55% from the free throw line. Elijah Walton will start at one forward spot, a 6'3 junior, averaging a point and a half and three rebounds a game. Damari Davis will start at the other forward spot, 6'4 senior, averaging a point. And shooting, he hadn't taken a shot yet from the field. And Damari Davis is the scheduled starter if, in fact, Kyle told me that he was going to stick to the same lineup. Joey Brunk, the 6'10", 218-pound junior in the post, 12.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, shooting 82% from the field. But keep in mind, through the first two Cardinal games, he has taken only 11 shots, and he's hit 9 of them. He's only a 50% free throw shooter. But here's where they shine in backcourt. The move in from Pike, Malik Bennett, a 5'10 senior, averaging 22 points, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 steals, 2.5 assists, shooting 44% from the field. And the young sophomore, Paul Scruggs, 6'3, averaging 12 and 12. Yep, you heard me right. He's been averaging 12 rebounds in the first two games to go along with his 12 points, 4.5 steals, 2.5 assists, and he's shooting 47% from the field. So Walton, Davis, Brunk, Bennett, and Scruggs for the Southport Cardinals. For J.R. Holmes, Southsiders, and our Panther lineup being brought to you by Advanced Auto Care. For routine maintenance or repairs on your car, see Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call tomorrow at 330-1620. Josh Martindale, averaging 5.5 points and 2 rebounds, a 6'5 senior, starts at one forward spot, along with 6'3 senior Nick Elliott, averaging 3 points, shooting 33% from the field. Logan Kirby, off of Mo Moriarty's football team, the 6'6", 240-pound postman, a senior, 4.3 points a ball game, nearly 5 rebounds, shooting 33% from the field. Tucker Blackwell gets the spot and most likely the defensive assignment tonight against Paul Scruggs. Tucker up to 6'1", a junior, averaging 13.3. He's leading the Panthers in about every statistical category. 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. Blackwell shooting 44% from the field, 35% from behind the line. And Johnny Jaeger, averaging 10.3 points a ball game, starts and will run. They'll switch off. Both can handle the ball well. That'll be key tonight. Turnovers. Johnny averaging 5 assists to steal and shooting 50% from the field. So our Panther lineup of Martindale, Elliott, Kirby, Blackwell, and Jaeger. And again, our officials tonight, Kevin Chrisman. He'll toss the ball up from Charlestown, Indiana. Mark Chrisman and David Gibson. Panthers will be going from left to right on the radio dial. Great crowd on hand, John. A lot of college coaches in attendance tonight, including one Tom Izzo of Michigan State.
Yeah, also understand Ron Trigger of Oklahoma possibly might be in the house tonight.
So a lot of quality players, some up-and-coming talent for the collegiate coaches to take a peek at, especially Bloomington South, and obviously the underclass situation for Kyle Simpson and the Southport Cardinals. So this one ought to be a dandy. Neil Rapp has that PA cranked up tonight. He's in midseason form. Delbert will belt out the tunes tonight. And we're just about ready to go. Kirby walks out to the center circle. Tucker's out there. Johnny Jaeger, Elliott, and Martindale. And now here comes the red-platted Cardinals. Brunk, obviously, will jump center. Wilson at one forward. And it is Damari Davis starting, I believe, along with Paul Scruggs and Malik Bennett. So we're just about ready to go. Ball in the air, and the South Panthers win the tip. And with the basketball is Tucker Blackwell, and Johnny will run the point to start the ball game. Pressured he is, and Malik Bennett will take Jaeger. Good ball movement in the half court. The strong point of Coach J.R. Holmes over the decades, and there's Spears for a triple to start the game. Three-pointer right out of the get-go for Tucker Blackwell. And the Southsiders draw early blood, 3-0. On the dribble with the basketball is Paul Scruggs. Heels it back now over to Malik Bennett. They work it around Walton now. Brunks in the low post now, and now he'll switch sides with Damari Davis. Scruggs being hawked by Tucker Blackwell to start the ball game. Heels the ball inside. That is, we'll have to wait and see. I think they got a new starter in there. We'll can't tell who it is with that number just yet. But it's not Walton. There is Brunk, a shot. Three ball. He can shoot it from out there. That is his first three of the year. Albeit this only the third game. With the basketball down on the wing. With it is Elliott. Kirby, good ball movement, shot. Martindale had it tossed over to Tucker. He missed the shot, and it's cleared out of there by the Southport Cardinals. Down the lane, Scruggs count it. A driving lay-in for Paul Scruggs. And quickly, Southport jumps out. 2-5-3 lead, 5 unanswered points.
He's the only guy you're looking for. That's Damari Davis. He's wearing 10 tonight.
So Davis is starting tonight, and Scruggs at the free throw line. Both he and Bennett are outstanding free throw shooters, both averaging 80% on the year. In the air, and he got it. A three-point play complete. So Brunk and Scruggs, one a conventional three, the other a three ball, and all of a sudden it is 6-3 as Southport on a 6-0 run. And they apply a little 1-2-2 zone trap. And Logan Kirby almost lost the basketball. It's kicked. Kyle Simpson not real enamored with that call. But it will be Panther basketball right in front of the former Panther assistant. 6-3, Southport with a quick start here as Josh Martindale will trigger it out and does to Johnny. Jaeger across the timeline, hawked by Malik Bennett. Good screen that time by Kirby down on the wing, and Tucker Blackwell couldn't hang on to it. It's out of bounds. Now there's a disagreement between the officials, and let's see which way it's going to go. It's going to go South's way.
They have that discussion, make sure they get the call right.
And Simpson didn't like that one either.
He did not.
Panthers trigger it out, trailing 6-3 early in the opening quarter. With it down on the wing left, good defense by Scruggs. Boy, he guards you right in your face, and he is all over Nick Elliott. Down the lane, Tucker puts up a shot, he's fouled, he'll go to the line and shoot two.
And a good job drawing the foul from Brooks.
That he did. 6:03 to play, just underway. Opening quarter, South. Tucker Blackwell opened the game with a three. And now at the free throw line, where he's perfect this year. Might as well put the radio curse on him early, John.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing up there. And he will have another one.
Nice rotation.
As John told you, Smitty didn't, but John told you, he at game time, 12 of 12, now he's 13 of 13. Bends the knees, sends the ball, got it. So, Tucker Blackwell with all 5 points, and it's 6-5, South of trailer now, as Malik Bennett, averaging 22 points a ball game, walks it across the timeline, over to Scruggs. Scruggs pulled way outside. South playing a little zone now, a little 2-3 zone. Trying to force the and clog up the inside. With it is Walton. They deal it down out of the corner. A three in and out, no good. Fight for the ball. And almost in the range of the Southsiders. There's Jaeger's first three. Nope, one foot on the line. Panthers back in front. 7-6. Could have easily called a foul that time on Damari Davis for hanging on the rim, but they didn't. Southport controlling, but they trail by a point. Long range three, Malik Bennett, no good. Brunk chases it down, couldn't get to it. Out of bounds, Bloomington South. And now they're really going to put the pressure on. Foul all the way up in front of the scorer's bench, and now they'll contest the inbounds pass. Full court press. A 1-2-1-1 zone press. South, good ball handlers, and Jager fight for the ball. Finally clears it over to Elliott, and they break it. Pass over on the wing. Tucker's free for Puri. In and out, no good. And nothing but red underneath. And here comes Scruggs right around Blackwell. Deals it down on the wing. That is Walton to the glass. Put up a wild shot. But fouling him was Logan Kirby.
Yeah, he was out of control.
Completely out of control.
The defense on Kirby, I think that's his second.
Kirby does pick up his second personal foul. So the depth will be tested early tonight. And we'll just see which way they go. They're going to go with Keenan Franz, Chuck's son.
Chuck would be okay.
Yep. He can score you a few. Patrolling that backcourt at Clarksville for those Generals. At the free throw line, Elijah Walton's first free throw of the year, his first attempt. And it ties things at 7 with 4:50 to play here in the opening quarter. So Franz is in, as we told you earlier today, named Mr. Football at wide receiver. Markel Jones of Columbus East won the honor, symbolic of what they do with the Heisman. It'll be announced tomorrow. Walton connects on both, and Southport moves back in front, 8-7. Out of the wing, shot by Elliott, got iron, fight for the rebound underneath. And ripping it away from Elliott, who followed his shot, was Damari Davis. Here comes Scruggs down the lane. Leaves it for Bennett, a three on the way. In and out, no good. Tipped around, no. Loose ball rebound, and let's wait and see who they nail it on. It's going to be against Southport, I believe.
Hey, Joe, all five of the Southport guys go to the glass hard at the offensive end.
Well, they nail it on Scruggs. That is his first personal foul of the ball game. Also in the ball game now, well, Jager's obviously in along with Blackwell. Elliott will trigger it out. Franz is the only new addition. In for the foul-ridden Logan Kirby sitting on the Pines with only two fouls. Martindale almost had his pocket picked. Inside, shot by Elliott. Nice move inside by Josh Elliott, or rather Nick Elliott. So the senior gives South a 9-8 lead as we go back and forth. Scruggs will run the point. Good quickness, Pat quick, and he can shoot. Nice entry pass to Brunk. Down on the wing, Malik Bennett, and he's fouled by Keenan Franz.
Yeah, Keenan tried to get the baseline there. He got there late, committed the foul.
Malik Bennett makes you get to places late.
Yes, he does.
We saw him when he was at Pike. Now in two games, he's averaging 22 points a ball game. Brunk had a three-pointer from the left wing earlier in this quarter. Shot taken straight out and missed by Scruggs. And on the end line, out of bounds, was Damari Davis.
Sure, I think I let Walton take that three out top all night long if he wants it.
That's what the Panthers want out of this zone. They're not uptight on the perimeter, but Southport took that 23 feet. Could have counted for six. 9-8, Panthers with the lead, and they lose the ball briefly. Tucker Blackwell corrals it, and he'll come across the line now against Elijah Wilson. Quickly in the half court, good ball movement. Martindale over to Blackwell, down on the wing, over to Elliott. Nick, who had the last basket, clears it down. Martindale will stop and pop on the right wing, no good. Scruggs got a rebound. Won't be his last one. Scruggs still with the ball, stops, fires, and got it. He is that, and Scruggs with 5 points, and right now J.R. Holmes wants a timeout. Southport with the early lead. We go back and forth, back and forth. It's 10-9, and we got a timeout with 3:23 to play here in the opening quarter. We'll break for a half minute. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. J.R. didn't like the defense that time. It got back late, and Paul Scruggs made him pay. He got the defensive rebound, dribbled it up court, stopped and popped just inside the three-point line, and has given Southport a 10-9 lead with 3:23 to play in the opening quarter. Now again, that 1-2-2 trap. They get it inbounds now. Jager across to Blackwell. Oh, nice pass. And let's see, Martindale tried to slam it. Hangs on the rim, but only because of his safety there. As he was hit pretty doggone hard coming off the wing, he'll go to the line and shoot two, John.
It's a very aggressive play by Martindale inside. That was a nice look inside on the pass. Martindale went up strong. He'll go to the foul line. That was a foul on Davison's first.
So Johns threw the early going, not very good at the stride, but he hit that one. That's key tonight. Martindale was only 1 of 5 before he hit that one. He's in the scorebooks tonight. A 6'5 senior, has been around the block, played a lot of basketball for the Panthers, and they're off to a good start, hitting all four of their free throws here in the opening quarter. And South forges back in front, 11-10 with 3:11 to play, as Scruggs will bring it across. Bennett plays as the two guard now in this set. We have Luke Johnston has checked into the ball game. He's playing the three, shot by Walton, the three. You don't expect that, but Elijah Wilson delivered the three. The only scoring he's done out there this year has been from behind the line, a 33% shooter. He gunned that one in. Keenan Franz with the basketball, cross-court pass, shot fake, Elliott inside, shot blocked, goaltending going to be called against Damari Davis. So give it to Nick Elliott, and Elliott with 4 points here in the opening quarter.
Did a great job with the shot fake, drove it inside, and got the goaltending call.
Great crowd on hand. 2:40 to play, good ball game. 13-13 as Scruggs walks it across the timeline. Out on him is Tucker Blackwell. Now they shift back into that 2-3 zone. They've really played it from the first possession shot by Johnston. He'll fire up threes. It was no good, and Elliott with the rebound. Panthers with a chance to take the lead back. With it is Johnny, and a nice pass, but it skipped right past Elliott. But off of his, evidently off of the Southport player, it'll be South Panther basketball.
Well, Kyle Simpson doesn't agree with that call, and I agree with him. That's a bad call.
Well, that's at least three that have gone South's way. Shot taken by Tucker, a three. Tucker Blackwell. Actually, they give him only a deuce. He had his foot on the line. But Blackwell, nonetheless, with 7 points. Shooting well. Had a great summer. AAU ball. Panthers lead it 15-13. Minute 56 to play. Walton for a second. Out to Scruggs. He'll fire a three. Clank it off the iron. And Jager's fouled on the rebound by Luke Johnston. So Johnston picks up the personal foul. A non-shooting foul. Brunk was out, and now he'll be coming back in. Brunk hit the first shot of the game for Southport, John, a three-pointer, and he hadn't touched the ball since, maybe once or twice.
And he picked up that foul. He's not been quite as aggressive defensively after he picked up that foul. I know the one basket by Elliott inside might have been more aggressive had he not had any fouls at the time.
Johnny on the hard dribble across the line, deals it in. Josh Martindale, oh, what a beautiful move. Ball skipped off the iron, no good. Fight for the rebound with it. A Panther off the glass. Got it. Chance Coyle came up with the turnover, the basketball, and got the two-pointer all in the space of about a second and a half. And he's going to be very, very impressive. And Kyle Simpson, we have an injured player for Southport down on the hardwood right now. And we'll wait to see who that is. But what a heads-up play by Chance Coyle, who's getting his chance to play. He played a couple of quarters in the JV game, John. But a young man that's averaging 6 points and three rebounds and shooting lights out this year. In the games that he's played, he's an 80% shooter.
Yeah, a very precocious young ball player. But his potential, sky's the limit for the young man.
You know, I'm looking at who's standing and who is it. That's Scruggs.
It's Scruggs on the floor.
So Scruggs has an ankle sprain, being attended to by the trainer, and he'll be coming out of the ball game. So Scruggs is out. Johnston stays in, and here comes Damari Davis back in. So we'll kind of asterisk that as Scruggs leaves with a minute 30 to play. And after the heads-up play by Chance Coyle, the Panthers with their biggest lead at 4 points, 17-13. Now Johnston will run the point with Scruggs hurt. Over to Bennett. Back to Johnston, over to Bennett. And now the Panthers switch back in their man-to-man. More comfortable than who's in there right now. They're collapsing on Brunk, of course, and we got a touch foul out on the wing called against the Panther, and it may be against France.
I believe it is, Joe. It's a second foul.
So Keenan picks up the personal foul. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification real quick, a little past the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to South Panther basketball. They're leading 17-13. Nick Elliott back in the ball game as Keenan Franz joins Kirby on the Pines, each with two. It was Franz who replaced Kirby. Now Franz is on the Pines. Shot taken and missed, and inside blocked beautifully that time. What a play by Tucker Blackwell. He wanted the travel call and didn't get it against Damari Davis, but he gave him a leather sandwich, John.
Yes, he did. And now they got a personal foul. And the Panther on Tucker.
Evidently, they did put it on Tucker. That is his first personal foul. And at the free throw line, Damari Davis. Evidently, they say Davis in the act of shooting.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either. I don't know whether it was a shot. The shot that evidently, he hit one of two anyway. It's 17-15 right now. 17-14 make it. 44 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Jaeger, nice little scoop shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Martindale had it, lost it, saved it. Over to Blackwell. Good ball movement. Out of the corner. No good by Martindale. Ball kept alive briefly by Jaeger and cleared out of there by Damari Davis. Southport will probably work for the final shot. They trail 17-14. 23 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. Good ball game. We anticipated same. Second-ranked Southport. Co-conference Indiana champions a year ago. Lost only one conference game, and that was to Bloomington South in the game we did at the Southport Fieldhouse about a year ago tonight. Malik Bennett trying to go one-on-one. Now he's double-teamed. Throws it over. Brunk will fire at the gun. A three-ball, no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. 17-14. Panthers will have a breather after the first eight-minute period. They lead it by three. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Holmes Court. City Southside, Joe Smith, John Callahan, 17-14 at the end of the opening quarter. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second. Panthers so far, their defensive keys to winning, getting back and stopping transition and just guarding and keeping them right in front of us. And we'll tell you about that, John will, with the shooting splits out of number one when we have a break. Walton starts the second half. Scruggs hurt an ankle, is not in there right now. Luke Johnston is. He's on the wing. Joey Brunk in the post along with Damari Davis. And those are the five red shirts for Kyle Simpson. They've slowed the pace drastically here. Trailing by three with the basketball in their own half court. Malik Bennett now threw it away. Went right by the ear of Joey Brunk. How about the shooting splits, John?
Okay, Panther defense doing a good job on the perimeter. Southport just 4 of 12. 33%, 2-9 behind the line. Panthers hitting 46% and a perfect 100% at the free throw line.
Martindale in there along with Tucker. Chance Coyle deals it over to Jaeger. Chance shot fake, deals it back. Johnny will take that three all day. It hit nothing but the bottom of the net. Jaeger has 2 3-pointers now, and it's 20-14. You got him with two? I marked that down as the first shot he took.
Jaeger, he's got five.
Five, we'll see. Shot by Walton, in and out, no good. High rebound. Martindale had great position that time and just ripped it away from Joey Brunk. So give 5 points for Johnny Jaeger on the night. Ball knocked loose, stolen away. Southport, Luke Johnston with it. Quickly in the half court. Here comes Bennett in a hurry. Put up a shot and a blocking foul. Called on Martindale. He got there late, and Bennett will be going to the free throw line shooting too, John.
Yeah, Bennett doing a great job, and it's getting around Martindale.
Yep.
Isn't that quickness?
So Mark Malik Bennett, averaging 22 points a ball game. Again, a young man that came over from Pike High School to transfer to play in the Southport school system. Good free throw shooter like Scruggs at 80%. Scruggs hurt an ankle about 2 minutes deep left in the first quarter and has not been back. But Malik is another point guard and a good shooter. And now his first point of the night. Southport shooting free throws well here, staying in the ball game. Not that they've been out of it by any stretch of the imagination. But it's now 20-16, and the Panthers' lead is 4, their biggest in the ball game. Martindale deals it, Coyle, shot fake, Jaeger over to Tucker now. Blackwell reverses the ball back to Johnny. Over to Tucker, a long three, no good this time. Fight for the rebound, and, well, picks it off. Here comes Malik the other way, and again, the blocking foul on Martindale.
I believe that's what they're going to call. It's not a very good call.
Well, that is two quick ones on Martindale, and now three Panthers have two personal fouls.
Very easy to call the charge that time on Bennett, using his forearm.
So Bennett, who was just there a second ago, knocked down both three throws, will have two more. They're trying to get his ball club closer right now, and they are, 20-17.
Bennett's got a nice stroke at the free throw line.
Yeah, he does. Both those guards. Luke Johnson comes out, and in comes Jansen Benge. So he sees action tonight. He hasn't scored this year. He hit both of them, did Bennett, so all four, the last four, all from the free throw line, and it's 20-18. Also checking into the ball game for the Panthers, another new face this year, Josh Greer, who's in there right now for Josh Martindale, who's on the bench with two. Also, Taylor Gilpin has checked into the ball game to give Tucker Blackwell a rest. Nick Elliott up on the front line with Greer. So some new faces out there for South right now, and the pace has slowed down terrifically. Without Blackwell, Martindale in there right now. Shot taken. Gilpin can change that. Shoots a three. No good. Maybe ill-advised, and Brunk on the rebound. Now his rebound starting to add up. South Fork inside here is going to take the lead as Paul Scruggs is back into the ball game. Long three by Malik Bennett. And Bennett has scored seven in a row. And that was a three-pointer, and the South Fork Cardinals lead it 21-20. So just like that, after trailing by four, they go on a bit of a run, and it's all been Malik Bennett. Seven consecutive points for the Cardinal ace, the senior point guard. We got a grab in backcourt, and I believe Jansen Benge is going to be nailed on the personal foul. If so, that'll give the Panthers a one-and-one opportunity.
Well, Joe, something we haven't talked a lot about here, just the ball movement for the Panthers. They've only committed one turnover to the structure of the game, and that's pretty impressive against the defensive pressure being applied by Southport.
Tucker comes back in. I said it was one-and-one time. It is not. That is only the fifth team foul. I was looking at the South scoreboard and the South figure, and they do have seven, so it is 1-1 time for Southport. And Greer cannot hold on to the ball. It goes out of bounds, and John had to mention that. And just like that, they turn the ball over.
Sorry.
Yeah. You good, near you? Things like that happen, though, you know.
Won't be the first time. Won't be the last.
Won't be the last either. Now Southport posting up. Shot taken down the lane and missed by Scruggs. They posted him that time in the high post and worked off of a nice pass by Benge, but the ball went way down in the cylinder and spun back out, and the Panthers have the basketball. And quickly they break the press. Over to Greer off the glass. Got it. That was beautiful, beautiful basketball right there. And Josh Greer nailed it off of a beautiful pass tossed to him by Nick Elliott. 22-21 now. South back in front. So we continue to seesaw back and forth. Southport's biggest lead was three. South's four. Brunk can't hold on to the ball in the post. Stolen away. Here comes South again. Tucker Blackwell. And let's see, they call a foul on Malik Bennett that time. And I tell you what, Tucker spun. And had he hit Malik, that would have been a head-on collision right there.
You are correct.
There would have been some damage done there. No harm, no foul. Well, there was a foul, but no blood to shed. Wow, that was close. That was Bennett's first personal foul of the ball game. Now South attacking with the lead, 22-21, and stolen away just like that. Here comes Bennett off the glass, got it. Bennett has gone crazy here in this quarter. 9 points. 4 of 4 from the field, a three-pointer, and he has been the catalyst to bring Southport into this lead. Greer with the basketball. They work it over to Johnny. A three. Got it. Jaeger's second three of the ball game. Jaeger now with 8 to lead Bloomington South, and back and forth we go. South leads it 25-23. 3:24 to play here in the second quarter. And again, they slow the pace in the half court. You can certainly see JR's basketball work with Kyle Simpson. Brunk trying with the left hand. Got it. Brunk's 5 points now. That's a big power move by the guy. Goes about 218, 6'10". Down in the wing, Norris fielding another three. No good. Ill-advised there. Nobody underneath the rebound, and Southport lost the basketball. There's a break for Bloomington South.
That was an ill-advised three. You were correct there.
Jamie Burnett checks into the ball game, a 5'10 sophomore, and right now we got a timeout call. So we'll break for a minute. 25 aside, 2:57 to play. Away for 60. Here in the home scorch. Goodwin Bruin here on a Friday night. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, back we come. 25-25, 2:57 to play here in the opening half. Second quarter action from the home scorch. Joe Smith along with John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins. And personnel-wise, Panthers with three starters, all with two personal fouls. I say three. Keenan Franz, not one of them. He did come in, did pick up two. Blackwell in there with Coyle, along with Jaeger, Norris, or rather Greer, and Nick Elliott. And a personal foul, and a one-and-one now for Bloomington South. That foul is going to be put on. We'll wait and see.
Bench.
So his second personal foul. And checking to the line, Johnny. Not off to a real fast start from the free throw line this year. Jaeger 5 of 10 from the line. Well, it's not going to be Jaeger. It's going to be Nick Elliott. Percentage-wise, 50%.
Well, Jaeger, originally, he was on the foul lane trying to take those shots.
Elliott only 4 of 8. That one went right down the middle.
The official moved him out of it. Moved Jaeger away from the free throw line.
5 points tonight for Nick Elliott. And he'll try to give the Panthers a two-point lead here in the air, and he got both of them. So the Panthers have missed only one free throw. They have not missed any free throws tonight. They are a perfect 6 for 6. And they lead 27-25. Also into the ball game, as I mentioned, Jamie Burnett, a wild shot tipped up around by Scruggs. No good, got it back, and right up and in, Scruggs. So Paul Scruggs was 7, and it's tied at 27. Unfortunately, Josh Greer went to bat that ball back in, but when he did, he batted it right into the arms of Scruggs, and all he had to do was lay it off the glass, and we got a travel call against Bloomington South's Josh Greer.
5 turnovers against the Panthers.
27-27. Panthers averaging about 11 TOs a game, forcing 14. Southport's not turning the ball over, although through their first couple of games, they've been averaging 14. About four too many if you talk to Kyle Simpson and the way he likes and cherishes that possession offensively. Shot, nice play, Scruggs. 2 in a row for him. He's got 9. And Southport goes back into the lead, 29-27. We have had 11 lead changes tonight. Ball almost stolen away with a lane. Nick Elliott puts up a shot, no. Fight for the rebound, cleared out of there. Scruggs again. So Scruggs getting his points, getting his rebounds. Into Brunk, and he, all over him was Josh Greer.
Well, Greer that time, he's kind of caught no man's land. Brunk using his size and bulk to draw the foul on Greer.
So Greer at 6'3", and Brunk, of course, weighs in at about 218 on that 6'10" frame of his. Josh Greer's first personal foul. They put it on, I thought they had it on Greer. Did they put it on Johnny?
Apparently, I thought it was going to be on Greer.
So put it on Jaeger and not on Greer. At the free throw line is Joey Brunk. Brunk's only 7 of 14 from the line. That one rolls in. 6 points tonight for the big guy. In only his junior year. And a lot of collegiate coaches, including Tom Izzo, in the stands tonight at Michigan State. Watching Brunk as he connects on both. Brunk is, he just runs the floor well. He posts strong. Good passer. Little zone. Southport in the zone now. Little 2-3 inside. Coyle. And the ball stolen away. Beautiful move by Jamie Burnett. Quickness gave him the steal there. And there is another guy that's awfully quick. And that is Bennett again. Bennett has scored all of his points, 11 here in this quarter. And now Southport out to its biggest lead of the ball game at 33-27. Approaching a minute to play. And it has been Malik Bennett getting the job done. Personnel-wise with the basketball, Elliott against the zone. Shot taken, Johnny. Second three, third three of the quarter. So Traeger now with 11 points to lead Bloomington South. And that was huge. Back to a three-point deficit now. Southwood with the basketball. And Kyle Simpson says we're going to play for one shot. Trying to draw South, John. And they have played primarily zone tonight. And we haven't seen that in a lot of situations. Probably see more of it this year due to their personnel.
Exactly. We don't have the height that we've had in previous years or the depth. And when you get certain guys in foul trouble, you have to go to the bench. Obviously, we're going to see a lot more zone for the Panthers.
Guys that have been kind of filling in tonight, Chance Coyle. Taylor Gilpin has played off the bench. Josh Greer. So JR has been going, has gone 10 deep tonight with guys, three guys with two personal fouls. Inside Scruggs, count it. What a beautiful delay move that was.
Yeah, you can't stop that.
No, you can't. He's got 11 points. So the starting guards are explosive. They have 22 points between them.
You did say that Scruggs sprained an ankle a short while ago. It didn't look like it there.
No, it sure didn't. I would think, he missed about 3-4 minutes total.
About that.
He'll try to complete the three-point play and does. He's got 12 points. 23 points between the two of them in backcourt, and it's back out to a 36-30 lead. Our biggest of the ball game, Southport. Shot taken, Franz, and he's fouled in the back by Malik Bennett. And right at the buzzer, Keenan Franz will be going to the free throw line shooting two.
Yeah, you could actually have made a case in the backcourt here when Jagger tried to throw up that desperation three that he was fouled in the backcourt. Maybe that's why the trajectory of the ball came short, came right into the hands of Franz, and then he got fouled.
Here's Keenan at the line with no time on the clock, and that one rims out. They still got the red light. Now it's turned off. I was going to say that had to be a little bit of a distraction for Franz. They allowed that light to stay on. Now it's off, and he connects there. So it hit one of two, and that's the game as far as the first half is concerned. 36-31 now is the end of the first half. Both clubs going to the dressing room. Although they say that there's a 0.1 second left on the clock. And now the official for tonight, Kevin Christman from Charlestown, comes over to the scoring bench, and now they wipe it away. So that is the score at halftime, 36-31. Well, I tell you one thing, playing at home and everything, they could have turned that red light off of the scoreboard with Franz shooting two. He missed the first with the light on. They turned the light off, and he hit it. 36-31, and we have reached halftime, brought to you in part by J&S Locksmith, by Motor Service, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, and by Keller Heating and Air. So the Southport guards, as advertised, doing it to the South Panthers as Malik Bennett scores all of his points in the second quarter, and between them, the Southport guards with 23 of the 36 points here that Southport has scored in the opening half. We're back with our halftime show. John will update you with scores and more after this two-minute timeout. Southport 36, the Panthers 31. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. All right, so it'll be side out to Bloomington South as we get rolling here in the second half. Checking back into the ball game, the original starting five. Logan Kirby in there with Josh Martindale, Nick Elliott, Tucker Blackwell, and Johnny Chager. Ditto for the Southport Cardinals. We're underway in the second half. Jager with the basketball, and out on him and pressure early is Elijah Walton. Tucker Blackwell had a good opening half, as did Jager, but he threw the ball away there, and it was easily stolen by Malik Bennett. Bennett, a nice feed inside, is stripped away by Logan Kirby. With the basketball, Tucker over to Kirby off the glass and won a block. Kirby got it back and put it back in. Boy, I tell you, Scruggs came in and made a heck of a block, but Kirby stayed after it and laid it off the glass after the carom, after the block shot. And Kirby with his first two, and of course he was saddled early and did not play at all in the second quarter with two personal fouls. He, Franz, and Martindale all with two. South three-point trailers right now. And Johnny Jager goes out and man-to-man. South played quite a bit of zone in the opening half. Brunk inside, spins inside, uses the left hand, a late whistle, and he'll go to the line and he'll shoot two.
I think that foul's going to be on Martindale, Joe, based on his reaction.
So Martindale, hands on his hips, is going to be picked up. Yep, that is three on him, and that didn't take long. Josh kind of frustrated right now, and Brunk to the free throw line. Monk in the opening half with 7 points. He opened the ball game tonight with a three, and that was a brick. Comes right back to it. It got back to him as quick as he shot it. 36-33, just underway here in the third quarter. Southport with a three-point lead. The biggest lead of the ball game has been six on two different occasions, and Southport has held that advantage. So Brunk now with eight, 3 of 4 from the line. 37-33, and the Panthers now will bring it up court. Johnny and Tucker in the backcourt. Helping to break the press now is Nick Elliott. Deal down on the wing, shot by Logan Kirby, and a nice move by the big football tight end. Kirby, all 4 points here, and he's juiced up and ready to go. Should be well rested. He hadn't played since the first quarter. And Logan came in averaging a tough 5 points and five rebounds a ball game. Football is going to be his cup of tea, though. He's just a good athlete, but boy, when you can catch and have the speed and agility of catch passes, there's Bennett off an offensive rebound, and that is something they do awfully well. Bennett now with 13 in the ball game. And John, you know they were doing a good job keeping them off the offensive glass in the opening half. 39-35. South with the basketball in the half court. Ball stolen away, and here comes Bennett again. He's got a man to beat. Over to Brunk off the glass. Fouled by Martindale. And that is four. Two quick ones, and Martindale will be sitting down here.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate that was a bad pass. I've got to just say that Panthers are going to let Martindale play with those three fouls, but of course it's going to cost them here.
Of course, it's easy to hindsight 2020 to sit up here and say, well, you know, that pass was looking like it was bad, and Brunk was all the way underneath the basket. Don't foul him. Let him, you know, take your opportunity and see if he's going to miss the shot. Now he's on the bench with four personal fouls. Yeah, and Brunk at the line.
Yeah, it's just that competitiveness.
Oh, yeah.
You're not thinking that.
Not faulting the kid at all. Martindale plays like that. He'll have nights when he pops in 18 to 20. But he'll sit tonight, leaves with 2 points and four personal fouls. And that's a huge loss. 40 to 35, and Brunk can take it out to another six-point lead. All his points, most of them tonight, have come from the free throw line. He's now 5 of 6. And Brunk with 3. He's in double figures with 10. And the Cardinals out to a 41-35 lead, their largest again in the ballgame. This is the third time it's been out to 6. South has had an answer with his Keenan Franz. He checked in. He's playing with 2. With it is Tucker now. Defense quite well now over by, well, they put Walton on him. Tucker will fire a 3 and got it. I don't know how they didn't give him a free throw to boot on that one. Walton was all over him and knocking Blackwell down to the hardwood. Nonetheless, Tucker with 10 points. Cuts into the lead. They trail by 4. 41-37 now. And we got a whistle and a problem away from the ball. And I don't know if that's going to be on Kirby or not.
I believe it is. He and Brunk were going at it.
Well, now the Panthers have got to be careful now. Logan Kirby, who has 4 points this quarter, has just picked up his third. Well, here comes Martindale. Probably in for Kirby, yeah.
They've got Kirby with 4. I don't think that's correct. I only have him with 3.
I only had him with 3. Man.
Must have been a phantom foul he picked up.
And now what do we got? 41-37. We got a personal foul called on a Southport Cardinal here, and they can nail it on Elijah Walton.
And an illegal screen.
So they lose the basketball, a turnover for Southport, and the Panthers have the basketball. Trailers 41-37. Down on the wing, shot fake Tucker. Takes the offense over to Johnny, trying to find a seam. Deals it instead over to Keenan. Out of the corner, no good, too hard. Brunk's got the rebound, hands it to Scruggs. Up come the to Bennett off the glass, and a charging foul against Bennett, and that's 3 on him. Beautiful, beautiful defense by Tucker Blackwell. Saw that one coming. And Tucker was as still as night.
Yes, he was.
Here comes Chance Coyle back into the ball game, replacing Josh Martindale, who was in only briefly for Kirby, who's on the bench and apparently with 4 personal fouls. So we missed one somewhere along the line. And Martindale's got 4. Panthers trail by 4. And 4:53 to play here in the third quarter. Nick Elliott has played steady tonight. Connie deals it over on the wing. That is Tucker in three ball range, guarded now by Scruggs. Deals the ball out. Shot taken by Elliott. Got it. Pushed by the young man, and Elliott punches through his first triple of the night. He's got now 9 in the ball game, and it's 50, making 41-40. So the Panthers, who had trailed by 6 just a minute ago, on a little 5-0 run right now. Southport has the lead. They slow it down in the half court. Backdoor play, lost it. Tucker Blackwell up with the steal, and across the line, he couldn't handle it. Plunk comes up with it. Now, racehorse basketball, what a play that was, and Scruggs could not get it to fall, and a foul is called. Wow, Elijah Walton, John, made a great play to save the ball from going out of bounds, inbounded it, or actually saved it right into the arms of Paul Scruggs, and the ball did everything but fall in. Good. It did the old 360.
Yes, it did. All we got out of was a foul on Nick Elliott.
Out of all of that, Elliott picks up his first personal foul, and Brunk is back to the free throw line. 4 team fouls on South already in the quarter. And Brunk, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here in this quarter. 10 points in the ball game for the big guy, and he misses here. So Brunk came in, as I mentioned, hitting only half of his free throws in the first two ball games. And here comes Jamie Burnett into the ball game for the Southport Cardinals, and Malik Bennett will rest. He leaves with 13 points, but he has 3 personal fouls, and we've got all kinds of time left in this one, only in the third quarter. Brunk tries to get Southport a 2-point lead. Around and no, fight for the rebound. Keenan Franz on the defensive glass. Leaves it for Johnny, back to Keenan. Franz, a good ball handler, reverses the ball over to Johnny on the left wing. Comes out, takes it, deals it now over to Nick Elliott. Down the lane, Nick, a nice power move inside. No, fight for the rebound. Elliott had it, lost it. Tucker saved it, and the ball's knocked around. And here comes Southport on a 2-on-1. And what a play by Johnny Kager. Holy cow, he came out of nowhere and stripped the ball from Scruggs. Panther basketball.
Wow.
And that has South fans standing. Johnny Jager, the veteran senior guard, with the play of the game. And that was a breakaway deuce that Scruggs thought he had, and the ball is out to South. Coyle shoots a 3, no, rebounded out of there by Walton. Maybe ill-advised. JR wanted more offense that time and didn't get it.
That's the adrenaline.
So the fans into this one big time. 41-40. 3:20 to play here in the third. Scruggs playing the high post again. Over on the wing now, that is Burnett. Burnett to Burton now. They got Brunk set out on the wing now. He crashes into the post. Scruggs looks him. Finds him. No. Deals instead to Walton. He'll shoot a 3 in. Well, Elijah Walton has 2 field goals in this ball game, and both of them have been 3s. And right now, we got a half-minute break. We'll take a break for a half minute. Right at 3 minutes to play in the third. Away for 30, 44-40. Southport leads it by 4. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. The Holmes Court Basketball Friday night, 44-40. 3 minutes to play here in the third, along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, John Callahan. Our game tonight brought to you by the People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100-plus years. A bank that, well, truly cares about people. It's right in the name, the People's State Bank. So Chance Coyle will be triggering it out. Johnny Jager taking the inbounds pass. He's in there along with Blackwell, Nick Elliott, and Keenan Franz. 2:54 to play. And boy, I tell you, they're playing a tough man-to-man, right-in-your-face defense. Southport is. Good ball movement against the man pressure. Inside shot. Did not fall that time for Johnny Jager, but he'll go to the line and shoot 2.
Get aggressive, better to the basket, threw a foul off Brunk.
So I believe Brunk got the call, and he did. That is 2 on Brunk, and to the line for the first time tonight is Johnny Jager. Well, Johnny, as we told you earlier, we had him at the line when he didn't shoot one, but only 50% to get the season off and winging, but we know that he's much better than that. Well over 72% last year, and that hit nothing but the bottom of the net that time. And Jaeger now with his first point in the second half. He's got 12. And the Panthers can cut the lead down to two here with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Jaeger connects on both. It's 44-42. Southport basketball. Running the back court now is Jamie Burnett. They work it out over to Walton. Got to get out on him a little bit more as South drops it back into that 2-3 zone. They reverse it over to Walton. He can't hold on to it. Sprains his ankle, I think. He's holding the back of his calf. He's all right. But he's also got a couple of three-pointers tonight and unexpectedly has scored 8 points. Here comes Jaeger in a hurry against Burnett. Deals it now over to Coyle. Johnny, a three. Got it. Jaeger, his fourth three-pointer, and the Panthers are in the lead 45-44. How about that? Coming back from six down. Scruggs off the glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. Brunk had it. Lost it. Got it back off the glass. Count it. Well, that's just pure muscle there. That is pure muscle and another offensive rebound basket, John. And now Brunk will go to the free throw line. So that lead was short-lived of 45-44 on the Jaeger 3.
Kenan France picked up his fourth foul. We now have three Panthers with as many as four fouls.
So Franz with four. And Brunk will try to complete the three-point play. That was his first field goal. So he has scored well here. He's got five in the quarter. 12 in the ball game. His average now make it 13. He's missed three free throws tonight. 47-45. So just like that, the South lead is bye-bye. But boy, it's taking on the complexion, John, of a last possession game tonight. We have gone back and forth all night long from the opening tip. Biggest lead in the ball game tonight has been 6 points three different times. South, there's that 1-2-2 zone trap, and they throw it away. Here comes Southport, and now they'll slow it down. Kyle Simpson up in front of his bench. They have the lead in the ball, 47-45 against the Panther 2-3 zone. With it is Burton, inside Scruggs, off the glass, rolled it off. Fight for the rebound, and I don't know who shoved who that time. Maybe Greer. He's in there. Josh Greer. And he was the guilty party. Bad news is three Panthers have four fouls, and none of them are in there right now. Martindale, Kirby, and Franz. Blackwell, Elliott, Jaeger, Norris, and Coyle. The five white shirts. Kyle wants a little patience. Simpson in the half court. Brunk delivers it on the wing. Walton again, a three shot and air ball. Rebounded by Johnny Jaeger. Well, the students will let him know about that one. And he did airmail that one big time. Panthers with the ball now. A chance to tie or take the lead. Coyle delivers it over to Elliott. Baseline. Greer up off the glass. Fouled by Scruggs. He'll go to the line, will Josh. And he'll shoot two.
That's a move to the basket by Greer. He'll be rewarded with two free throw attempts.
So Josh Greer will go to the free throw line. Young man off to a pretty good start. A transfer from North Carolina. 6'3 junior, averaging 3 points, three rebounds. He's got the 2 points tonight in the first half. A good free throw shooter, and it connects. Well, at game time, Tucker Blackwell, Chance Coyle, and Josh Greer between them were 22 of 22. Blackwell has hit two tonight, so he's 14 of 14. That is seven in a row for Greer. Coyle has yet to visit the line tonight, but he's 4 of 4. Spins the ball, delivers it, got them both. So Greer in relief with 4 points, and we're tied at 47 with a minute to play in the third quarter. No one's leaving this basketball venue tonight until the final horn. And now Southport will work for the final shot. Clock inside a minute, well inside a minute, down to 50 and counting. Tied at 47. Southport had a 6-point lead, had a 5-point lead at halftime. Panthers led in the third on Jaeger's three, 45-44, but only briefly. As Brunk came back with a three-point play that gave the Cardinals the lead, and now South's not coming out of that zone, so they'll just work down, John, and they'll just stand out there as Malik Bennett has just sitting right there on top of the Panther head, just to the right of the midcourt. And he'll just watch the clock. Tick, 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 tick. Down to 16. Now they start to get a little movement now. 13. 10 seconds to play. Southport working for the final shot. They reverse it over to Scruggs inside. He'll drive. Dish it off. Malik Bennett, a three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Brunk will put it back up. No. Fight for the rebound at the buzzer. Scruggs got an offensive rebound and put it back in. Holy cow. Boy, asterisk that, John. A half second to play, and Scruggs hits his only field goal of the third quarter, but of the big one it was to give Southport a 49-47 lead at the end of three. So they work a final minute seven off the clock. Panther defense playing well. They grab an offensive rebound, and that has been the forte of this Cardinal basketball club, getting those offensive boards and making it hurt. Fourth quarter action coming up after this half-minute break. 49-47 Southport. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Joe Smith along with John Callahan. 49-47 going to the final 8 minutes or more. In an exciting basketball game, biggest lead has been 6 points by Southport three different times. Panthers had a lead briefly on Jaeger's triple at 45-44. But Southport on a beautiful rebound basket by Paul Scruggs, now with 14 points. Hadn't scored until right at the buzzer. He'll fire a three to open up the fourth. No good. Loose ball rebound. Chance Coyle. Up court pass over to Tucker. Blackwell, oh, what a pass by Blackwell up to Elliott. Elliott delivers it. I tell you, Josh Elliott with 11 points tonight, and we're back tied at 49. 7:44, we're just underway. John will give you the third quarter shooting stats here in a second. Malik Bennett not in any particular hurry as he walks the ball across the timeline. Deals it now over to Luke Johnston, almost stripped away by Blackwell. Johnston, the outstanding football quarterback for the Cardinals, who had really turned their program away there with Bill Peoples. Shot by three. My golly, straight out Malik Bennett. Bennett now with two triples in the ball game. He's got five in the second half and 16 in the ball game. 40-52-49. 3 points Southport lead on the triple. Chance Coyle stops, pops on its way a little bit too hard. Boy, that Scruggs can jump, can he? Got him another rebound. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Coyle. John, the third quarter shooting splits.
Well, the Panthers up 50%, 15-30. They're 7-15 behind the line, 47%. Southport, on the other hand, 44% for the ball game, 4-14 behind the line. So Panthers shooting the ball well, playing good defense on the perimeter.
In the high post, Scruggs. Bennett feeling it. Another three. This time, no. Johnston kept it alive. Over to Scruggs. Back up off the glass. Boys, he a tough inside player. Count it. He'll go to the line. Try to complete the three-point play.
Hey, boy, on the offensive
glass,
Joe.
Boy, can he play.
He sure can.
And this kid's a sophomore?
Yes.
Wow. I am impressed. And as we mentioned in our pregame, Scruggs last year as a freshman hit South with 21 and had 8 rebounds.
He's got 9 now.
What, rebounds? Yeah.
9 rebounds.
Wow. Almost a double-double. Boy, that was a workmanlike offensive rebound basket. He's hit two big ones there to try to complete the three-point play. 16 points on the night. Bounces it a couple of times. Could give Southport a six-point lead, but he misses here. And Blackwell has the rebound. A loose ball stolen away. That is Bennett. He'll put up a floater. And what do we got? A foul on Martindale, I think, on a loose ball. And if it is, he's going to be gone. So Josh Martindale picks up his fifth personal foul. Nope. That's only 4 on Martindale. That's where we got confused earlier when they had that fourth personal foul on Kirby. That's why Martindale came in. Now Josh has got 4.
Okay.
So our bad. 54-49. Here's Bennett. First appearance in the second half. He didn't miss any in the first half, and he's perfect there. And as John told you, the Southport Cardinals, very efficient. They hit 11 of 12 from the free throw line in the first half, and they've missed only 3 here in the second half, and Bennett hasn't missed it all tonight from the line. This is the biggest lead of the ball game. The fourth time we've had a 6-point lead. No good. Rebound out of there by Keenan Franz. So Bennett misfires here. He's got 3, 5, 6. He's got 17 points in the ball game. 6.5 to play in regulation. Franz helps break the press. Over to Johnny. Almost pulled the trigger. Backs it instead. Over to Kirby. Playing now the high post. And Keenan Franz. Loose ball foul. Let's see. Still alive. Timeout called. Very smart move that time by Johnny Jaeger. Paul Scruggs helps him to his feet. I just love the way Jaeger and the Panthers scrapping around here. They didn't want to waste a possession that time, and a heads-up play by a veteran senior guard, saving a possible turnover right there. We'll keep it right here and tell you that tonight's broadcast being brought to you by two of our new sponsors, Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy, family-owned independent pharmacy offering personalized and expert advice on a full range of pharmacy services. They're located out on the west side at 574 South Landmark, and by HFI Residential Services, your local independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. You can go online at herald-fish.com. 6:16 to play, John. 55-49 Southport.
Yeah, nobody leaving this one. This hasn't been as good as advertised. You got the number 2 ranked team in the state of Indiana. You got Bloomington South, who's playing their butts off here tonight, trying to knock off number 2.
Well,
they also have teacher and pupil. That's another storyline for the game.
Well, they're doing it tonight. First half was evolved around Malik Bennett and Paul Scruggs, who had combined for 23 points between them. And their scoring starting to pick up, which scares me a bit here now in the fourth quarter. Scruggs in particular with a couple of outstanding rebounds. Actually had that one to end the third that gave Southport the lead, 49-47. He's got 16 points tonight. And 17 for Malik Bennett. Time back in. Johnny with the basketball. Martindale playing with 4. Logan Kirby in there playing with 4. He gets the ball. What a pass that time by Martindale. Beautiful recognition inside. Logan Kirby playing with 4. Got a beautiful pass outside. That time from Josh Martindale, and Logan will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
Well, that foul on Scruggs, that's his third.
55-51 Southport. Kirby can cut it to 3, throws a brick. Loose ball rebound, running out there and getting it is Jamie Burnett. Here come the red-clad and Southport Cardinals across the timeline. Loads of time, 5:52 here in the regulation. We're in the fourth quarter. South led briefly one time in the second half. That was 45-44. Its biggest lead tonight has been 3. The biggest deficit is right where it was at 6 a minute ago. 55-51. Southport can take it right back to 6. They have the ball and work in the half court. And this is where you see JR's influence in Kyle Simpson, a team that is well, they know what they're doing out there, John. They have shown patience, and there is Scruggs inside. Brunk trying to tip it. No, cleared out of there by Martindale. So, a possession without any points. Johnny, I don't know how that got across there without being tipped. Blackwell controls it now. Back to Johnny. 5 minutes to play here in regulation. Down on the wing, Logan Kirby. Back to Jaeger. 55-51. Southport leads it by 4. Stop and go. Up off the glass. Got it. Johnny Jaeger. Johnny Jaeger with his second field goal. Jaeger with 7 in the second half. Johnny with 18 points in the ball game. And the Panthers close to within 2. 55-53, 4:40 to play. High posting ball knocked loose by Tucker Blackwell. Loose ball possession. Arrow to South. And the Panthers force the turnover. On a brilliant play by Tucker Blackwell, who stuck his hand in there.
Yeah, Scruggs tried to get the timeout. The official wouldn't grant it to him.
So on the possession arrow, South forces the turnover, and they can knot this doggone thing right back up or take the lead on the 3. But we'll wait and see how things unfold. A lot of guys playing well now. Jaeger in particular starting to heat up with his 18 points. Tucker's just played another outstanding floor game and scored only 3 here in the second half, but he's in double figures. And there's that 1-2-2 zone trap. Again, we're seeing it. Tucker and Johnny playing catch. Now across the line they come. Kirby helps him there. Back to Johnny. Panthers in the half court. Tucker playing a wing. Johnny out of the point. Wants the ball, does Tucker. Gets it from Johnny. Jaeger now holds up a fist. 4:14 to play. Pick set up by Kirby. Kahn will shoot over it. Miss it here. Three ball range. Fight for the rebound. Tucker Blackwell. Wait a minute. Let's see. We got a foul called. Evidently, did they call Josh Martindale on a loose ball foul?
Yeah, what he did, he grabbed a jersey of somebody going for the ball.
Well, J.R. Holmes just wanting to make sure, and that's going to be the night for Josh Martindale. While J.R. substitutes, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 5-5, 55-53, Southport by a deuce. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Along with our producer, Katie Robbins, Joe Smith, John Callahan, refs.
I saw Bennett tried to get into the free throw line to shoot those free throws.
Yeah.
And it's actually Walton that's going to be shooting them.
Yeah, Walton is 2-for-2 tonight. He hadn't attempted any until tonight. Hit them both back in the first quarter. Trying to extend the lead here with 4:08 to play. Walton in the air, got it. As I say, they have taken opportunities from the free throw line. And John, through the first two games, only a 55% free throw shooting team. So they are well over that tonight. And of course, stayed in the ball game and actually helped them lead by 5.5, hitting 11 of 12 from the line. Walton will bounce it three times, trying to extend the lead back out to 4. 4:08 to play in the air, and it's no good. Too hard, rebounded by Logan Kirby. Kirby looking for friendly foe and finds one in Johnny Jaeger. Jaeger playing with 18. Having a good second half, as is Tucker Blackwell, until he threw the ball away there. Ball was tipped, and the quickness gives the ball back to Paul Scruggs and the Southport Cardinals. Well, John, at the wrong time, not that many turnovers tonight. That was not good.
Well, that was a bad one.
56-53. Southport will take some time off the clock. South trying to disengage out of that zone. Do they come back out? He'll attack the ball a little closer now as Bennett will run the point. Bennett has been outstanding tonight, running the point. Paul Scruggs has been, well, he's just one of the top sophomores in the state of Indiana. There any question about it? He's got it right now. Goes to a hole and lays it in. Wow.
Made his own path.
58-55. He is a strong young man, too. He's 6'3", go about 195 pounds. And he can jump out of this gym. Tucker wanted the three, didn't get it. Out on him was Scruggs. Southport in a man-to-man. 58-53. Panthers, Johnny Jaeger inside. He'll go to the line, shoot two. That foul on Brunk.
Yeah, he just takes it strong to the hoop. Brunk has no choice but the fouling.
Unfortunately, well, it was a shooting foul. South is better be careful. Well, next foul, that'll put Southport into double bonus. And the way they're shooting free throws, that could be ill-advised. Now Johnny goes to the line. He was fouled in the act of shooting. And he'll go to the line with 18 points. He's 2-of-2 from the free throw line here in the second half, 3-of-3. So Jaeger continues to score well, 58-54. It has been an outstanding high school basketball early season ball game. I called it at the start a signature game, a win if possible for South, which it would be, with a whole new basic team. Yes, a lot of new pieces here, and playing their rumps off tonight. Three-point ball game. Southport with the three-point lead, and we got a timeout call by Kyle Simpson, and he wants a Fulman. And we'll take a minute break. 2:46, we'll catch our break, our breath, with a one-minute break. 58-55, Cardinals lead the Panthers. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Well, we got us a good one. We have since we tossed the pumpkin up at about 7:40 tonight. 58-55. Southport with the timeout. Southport with the ball. Southport with the lead. Their biggest lead tonight has been 6. South's biggest lead has been 3. And it has been back and forth all night long. And this young man has got the ball. Paul Scruggs is awfully good for a sophomore. Kid 15 years old, and now he's running the point. Deals it now over to Malik Bennett. Taking some time off the clock. They're using the big Brunk boy in the high post, and now they spread the floor. They work down on the wing. That is Walton, and Walton threw it away. Beautiful, anticipated defensive play by Keenan Franz. Turnover, Southport. Panthers have the basketball. Johnny around the screen, set up by Logan Kirby. Will stop and fire. Got iron. No. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball rebound. Scruggs has another rebound. He's got to be close. I know he is. got over 10 rebounds tonight. It's 58-55. Malik Bennett with it now. Inside 2 minutes to play. It has been an outstanding game. Keep saying that, but it's one of the better games we've had in a long while. Two well-matched teams, Brunk inside. Let's see, he'll go to the line and use his body. And he'll shoot his 10th and 11th free throw.
Wow. Hey, well, look at Gerke, can make the case because Brunk just lowered his shoulder, went right into him, right in front of the official. They called a foul on Kirby.
And Kirby has just fouled out of the ball game. The second Panther to bid adieu tonight. And Logan Kirby at the free throw, or rather Joey Brunk at the free throw line for the 10th and 11th times tonight. Big guy is cashed in on 6 of 9. Minute 44 to play, but he could cause a little separation here, and J.R. Holmes hasn't decided yet as to who will be in the ball game. And Logan Kirby just stoically walking off and being consoled a bit by a guy who just fouled out in front of him, Josh Martindale. Kirby played well, John, in the second half. He had 6 points.
Yeah, finished the night 6 points and two rebounds. Again, he had quite an assignment defensively tonight, Mr. Brunk.
Well, we need Brunk to miss these, obviously. Brunk, 10 points. Coming from the line, now that's his 7th free throw. He scored 7 points in the first half, has a field goal, and now 5 free throws. He's got 14 points. But it's 59-55, a minute 44 to play. Big kid puts it in the air. He's only a junior now. And Franz had the ball knocked out of his arms and a foul on Paul Scruggs. So he's missed 4 free throws, John. And that being said, that is a big, big foul for Southport. That's their 17th foul and will put South at the line 1-1.
4 fouls on Scruggs. I think maybe for Brunk, he's getting a little tired out there. I think he short-armed that free throw a little bit.
Well, Keenan Franz will check in at the free throw line. Remember, he shot 2 at the end of the first half. He'll miss here, so no bonus. That is a key miss. Southport with the basketball. They lob it over to Burton inside, or Walton rather. He'll put up a shot. No. Brunk got the rebound. Foul. Put it up. Basket will not count. Basket will not count. And we got a Panther hanging on Brunk, and it's going to be Nick Elliott.
Again, this Brunk inside. He's just bigger than everybody else in there.
Well, they're really going inside, and I would too. I mean, you know, he's got, let's see, Kirby 6'6". He's no longer in the game. I would too when you're, you know, you're 6'10", and the your opposition's tallest player that's out on the floor right now is 6'3". That doesn't take a
rocket scientist,
mathematician to figure that one out. Here's Brunk for the 12th free throw attempt of the night. He's hit 7 of 11. 8 of 12 now. And all but 2 of these, John, have been in the second half, which has been key. Now, Southport has missed 4, and then they've missed 8, but they've shot a ton. John told you at halftime they were 11 of 12. One of the points that gave him a 5-point lead at halftime. In the air, he got them both. So 9 of 13 from the line. 61-55, back to that 6-point lead. With the basketball, Taylor Gilpin has checked in. Along with Johnny, down on the wing, Elliott. Tucker's in there along with Coyle. Bad pass, stolen away by Elliott. Elliott's bad pass. It was stolen away by Malik Bennett, and that could do it.
They were doing a good job of preventing him from scoring.
Well, South had an opportunity with Franz in a double bonus, missing, that was the 1-1. I take that back. And now this is a non-shooting foul, luckily, for Bloomington South. So now they got to play another possession of D, and you got to believe that Kyle Simpson is going to melt some time off the clock, and Chance Coyle picks up the personal foul.
Young man going to the free throw line. You haven't seen him even attempt a shot here, Mr. Burnett. So let's see how he does going to the free throw line with big free throws coming up.
Well, he's only a sophomore. Kyle was telling me that his team's got potential this year, but next year, I mean, with everything that they have underclassmen, as Burnett misses here, so He misses his first attempt of the night. A minute 13 to play. 61-55. Southside trails it by six. But Burnett can make it the biggest advantage of the ball game here, and he misses again. Tipped around, cleared out of there by Tucker Blackwell. Blackwell with the basketball. Blackwell has scored 3 points here in the second half. That was on a third quarter triple. Johnny inside. He's pushed and fouled by Burnett.
Yeah, that's a matchup the Panthers want to have. Burnett trying to stop Johnny Jaeger.
Well,
not going to happen.
I told you that Johnny got off to a slow start through these first three games. Only 5 of 10 from the free throw line. John, 50%, which is unlike Johnny because, he's almost money at the line. Well, he's hit all five that he's shot tonight, actually all four that he has shot. He has 9 points here in the second half, 20 in the ball game. 21 now, and he's 5 of 5 from the line. It was Jaeger's three that gave South a brief lead in the third quarter, 45-44, but its only lead. And it was short-lived because Southport came right back and got a basket lickety-split. And Jaeger, 6 of 6 from the line, 22 points in the ball game, and a four-point game, 61-57. No shot clock in high school basketball. And they help break the press. Does Bennett goes inside, puts up a shot, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Well, that was just a nice move inside by Malik Bennett.
He's able to turn his body so he wouldn't commit the charging foul.
Well, there was body movement. There wasn't anybody standing still there and trying to attempt to draw the charge. 61-57 with 56 seconds to play, and Bennett at the free throw line, where he's been pretty good tonight. He's 5 of 6, and he'll be shooting 2. Last guy he wanted to see there late in the ball game, and he misses.
Good job there, Joe.
Fish isn't the only one that can put the curse on people. Fish does it well at the collegiate level, Smitty at the high school level. I don't think he could miss 2, could you? He missed it. And it was cleared out of there by Tucker Blackwell. Tucker with another rebound. He's got a bunch of them tonight. 48 seconds to play. The ball stripped by Bennett. And he is fouled. And I believe that was Chance Coyle or Nick Elliott. We got a timeout. We're going to keep it right here, John.
That's Bennett's fourth foul. So he joins Scruggs each with 4 fouls. So if they commit another foul, either one of them, they're out of the ball game.
Well, the Panthers getting the script they want. Some missed free throws here late. And from guys you didn't expect to miss them. And that's Malik Bennett, who didn't miss any in the first half. And he's missed 3 here in the second half. 61-57, 47 seconds to play here in regulation.
Southport going nice cold at the charity stripe here in the fourth quarter. They have missed 8 free throws in this quarter.
That's what I say. They've let the door open and put a little rubber underneath it. You know, all South's got to do is, knock it down. How about some updated scores? Are the last ones you saw, we got our two other county teams playing tonight.
Well, I tell you what, Bloomington North, for whatever reason, they just can't get closer than 3 points. Barry Meridian spent 3 points practically that entire game. They're late in the fourth quarter, and I don't have a score, but Barry Meridian was up 3. And Edgewood, they were ahead under a minute to go ahead by 5 against Washington.
All right, Chance Coyle triggers it in. Johnny wants the ball, deals it now over to Taylor Gilpin, a 3-shot in their ball. Bronx got the rebound, he's fouled, and that could do it. Well, Taylor Gilpin hurried that 3-pointer out of the corner. And I find no problem at all with Gilpin. Gilpin, one of the better in 3 games, shooting 6 of 9 from behind the line, John. He's the best 3-point shooter on the team. He just rushed it, and it caught air.
Yes, he did.
So I have no fault with that shot at all. That's what the young man's been doing and has done in his career, and I find no fault with that shot.
Oh, he had a decent look.
Not bad. He did. He was wide open, and now Brunk puts in the free throw. Brunk has shot 13 free throws here in the second half. Getting his 10th point from the line. He misses here. The ninth miss, and we got a shove-off called against the South Panther and Nick Elliott, the guilty party. And that's going to put the Malik Bennett, I think, at the line. Irrelevant now. We're asking too much of Bennett to miss three in a row. It's too good of a free throw shooter.
He's already missed three in a row. Be four in a row now.
Yeah. He has missed three in a row.
Get the golden sombrero here.
Well, he got the shooter's roll there. That'll about do it. And Southport's going to survive. And for the fifth time tonight, the lead is out to 6 points. That's been the biggest of the ball game. This one, 63-57. Bennett bounces it twice. Southport brought a pretty good crowd tonight. And Bennett is 7 of 10 from the line. 64-57, the biggest lead of the ball game. Trapping now. South breaks it. Tucker puts up a shot. It rolled in. Count it! Tucker Blackwell not ending the night yet. That is the first field goal for Tucker since the early in the third when he gunned in the three. He's now got 12, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. And here comes Scruggs back into the ball game along with Luke Johnston. Walton comes out. Damari Davis comes out. And here is Tucker to try to complete the three-point play to make it a four-point ball game. 64-59. So we have the seven-point lead whittled down to two. It could be now, and Tucker misses his first free throw of the year. Bronk has another rebound. Here comes Bennett across the timeline, and now the Cardinals now, and boy, has Bennett a good ball handler, and now we got a whistle and a foul called on a Southsider, and that's going to be on Tucker Blackwell.
I think he missed that free throw. He's just tired. Really, legs are getting kind of wobbly.
Finally misses from the line after hitting 14 in a row, two tonight, and here is Bennett again. So he has been dialed in, rolls that one in, 8 of 11. Boy, I tell you, the free throw attempts. I can tell you this, South has shot 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and Southport has shot twice that here in the second half.
They've got 18 free throw attempts here in the quarter.
Unbelievable. And Malik Bennett will try to make it a seven-point ball game again. Bends the knee, sends it. It rolls around, falls off, cleared out of there. Chance Coyle. Up court it comes to Tucker Blackwell, down to 15 seconds. Shot fake. Tucker now looking for a three. And passes it instead. Last touch by Chance Coyle. Not Tucker's fault. That just caromed off of Chance Coyle's arm and went out of bounds, and the Southport Cardinals are going to win this basketball game as they led pretty much throughout. South had an early three-point lead, led one time in the second half, and that was 45-44. And the Cardinals, with 10 seconds to play, will be wrapping this one up at the free throw line, and this is going to be Brunk again for the 16th and 17th free throws that he will shoot tonight.
Going to be a career high for him.
Brunk last year went to the line one time, had 5 points and six rebounds, playing as a sophomore. I'll take that back. They let Bennett shoot. He missed another one.
That's five in the quarter.
Well, when it's all said and done, this is going to be Bennett's, I think, 14th attempt. So he's 9 of 14. Wow. Down to 7, 66-59, uncontested lay-in, Johnny Chager. 24 points tonight for Johnny. Timeout call, Bloomington South. No, that's the ball game. 66-61, your final. As Southport, the second-ranked team in the state. And Kyle Simpson wins for the first time against Kyle in three meetings. Grubbed his first year. South hung on last year, won 60-53 with an outstanding fourth quarter when they hit 5 of 6 and 10 of 11 from the free throw line in the last quarter and won the rebound battle. But when we add it up tonight, we're going to look at a fourth quarter that was near darn perfect by the Southport Cardinals. They lived at the free throw line. And Paul Scruggs, Malik Bennett, and Joey Brunk, their top three. They helped get the job done tonight as the Cardinals win it 66-61. The Panthers now 2-2 on this young season, 0-1 in Conference Indiana. The Southport Cardinals advance to 3-0 with a huge road win. And, of course, they win on opening night in Conference Indiana. They are the defending Conference Indiana co-champions. Well, we've reached postgame, and a great crowd filing out here tonight. And our postgame show being brought to you in part by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson and by Advanced Auto Care. And we'll have John's numbers, and we'll kind of recap what went on here tonight. A little bit later, our players of the game for Bloomington South, our Monroe County scoreboard before we call it a night. We had us a good one. 66-61, you didn't care who won. Then you watched a dandy high school basketball game, really, from start to finish. Most of the fans here wanted the purple and white to win. They didn't. They lose. They go on the road tomorrow night to Decatur Central. Our postgame show commences after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Postgame show commences, brought to you by Black Lumber. Terry Stoltz and the crew. Terry, not at home tonight with his feet up. He was actually here rooting his high school alma mater. Don't know if he's got to work. Probably does. It's the Christmas season. I think all people should work on Saturdays. But Black Lumber will be there to suit your needs. At 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care there at 1077 Air Drive, or give them a call tomorrow, 330-1620. Well, really, from the start of this ball game, we had us a dandy tonight. South actually led by three, which turned out to be its biggest lead of the ball game tonight. 17-14 at the end of one. They got off in the good stead, and it was back and forth. We had at last count, after South had grabbed its final lead at 45-44 late in the third on Johnny Jager's three, that was the 14th lead change that we had in this ball game tonight. So you can see it was tooth and toenail from the first opening tap to the final buzzer tonight. Southport came back, outscored the Panthers 22-14 in the second quarter and took a five-point lead in the dressing room on an outstanding offensive rebound basket by Paul Scruggs that turned into a three-point play to give the Cardinals the lead by five. And then in the third, as I mentioned, Jager hit that triple out of the right wing. Panthers went up 45-44. It was short-lived. Southport came right back and answered and ended up leading 49-47 at the end of three. And then the Cardinals outscored the Panthers in the fourth and final quarter, 17-14, to get this Conference Indiana season off on the right foot for the Redbirds, and a bad footing for the South Panthers, who have a non-conference game tomorrow night at Decatur Central. So John figuring up the stats, and we'll have those and pass them along, brought to you in part by Black Lumber, when we come back after this two-minute timeout as our postgame show continues. 66-61, second-ranked Southport, the winner by five tonight. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. Back we come. The home court, fans filing out, watching a dandy tonight. 66-61. Southport knocks off Bloomington South. Panthers getting in early foul trouble. Lost a couple of players via the foul route. And Southport, John, as you will well depict in your final analysis here stat-wise, they went to the line a lot in the second half, and they made it hurt for South.
That they did, Joe. They also out-rebounded the Panthers tonight, which was to be expected, by 10, 29-10. Panthers tonight, though, had three players reach double figures. Led by Johnny Jager, threw in a game-high 24 points, 7-10 shooting, 4-5 behind the line tonight, perfect 6-6 in the stride. Great performance, great senior leadership, great four-game play by Mr. Jager tonight. Again, 24 points and 3 rebounds. 12 points, 4 rebounds for Tucker Blackwell. Tucker 4-7 tonight shooting, 2-5 behind the line. He was 2-3 from the stripe. 11 points, a rebound for Nick Elliott. Played well tonight, 4-7 from the field, 1-2 behind the stripe. 6 points, 2 rebounds for Logan Kirby before fouling out. Logan hit 3-4 from the field, missed his lone free throw attempt. 4 points and a rebound for Josh Greer off the bench. Josh, 1-2 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Josh Martindale with 2 points on 2 free throws tonight. You look at the final box score, and it looks like he didn't play a very good game, but I would disagree. The young man, he played a lot of defense tonight. He was bodying up with Brunk, and Martindale had five fouls tonight, and he didn't get cheated on any of them. He played a good ball game for someone. Finished up with just 2 points and 2 rebounds. Chance Coyle off the bench. He had 2 points and a couple of boards. He was 1-3 from the field. He missed a three-ball attempt. And rounding out the scoring tonight for the Panthers, Keenan Franz had 1 point on 1-3 free throw shooting. He had 3 rebounds to go along with the 1 point. Well, for Southport, the big three who have accounted coming into this night for 83% of the offensive production, they put up a like number here tonight. You have Malik Bennett leading the way with 21 points, 2 rebounds. Paul Scruggs, 18 points, 10 rebounds. Joey Brunk had 17 points and 8 rebounds. Bennett finishing 5 of 8 shooting from the field. He was 2 of 5 behind the line, 9 of 14 from the charity stripe. Scruggs with 8 of 18 shooting, missed all 3 of his 3-ball attempts. He only went to the line 3 times, hit 2 of those. He had 10 rebounds to go along again with the 18 points. Brunk suffered through a tough shooting night from the field, just 3 of 7, 1 of 2 behind the line, but he went to the line tonight, Joe, 15 times. Hit 10 of those, finishing again 17 points and 8 rebounds, and he dropped down to Elijah Walton, who had 9 points and 2 rebounds. He was 2 of 8 from the field, all but one field goal attempt was outside the line. He hit 3 of 4 from the free throw line. And the only other player to score for Southport tonight, that was Damari Davis, who hit a free throw in the first quarter and really didn't play much after that. He finished with 1 point and 3 rebounds. Luke Johnston, Jason Dinge, and Jamie Burnett all came in but did not score. Quickly, the shooting splits for Bloomington South. They shoot better than 50% tonight. They were 20 of 39. 7 of 17 from behind the stripe for 41%. They only tried two three-ball attempts, though, in the fourth quarter. They go to the line 19 times, hit 15 of those, 79%. Southport, on the other hand, 18 of 42. That's just 43%. They were 5 of 17 behind the line, 29%. But they made the hay tonight at the charity stripe. They went there 39 times, more than twice than the Panthers attempted here tonight. They hit 25 of them. And again, as I mentioned earlier, they won the battle of the boards 29-19. Turnovers, Panthers had 14, and Southport finishing with 10. Final score, Southport 66, Bloomington South 61.
And earlier tonight in the JV game, Aaron Parker's crew, they're 4-0. Alex Franklin with 11, Garrett Hickman with 9, and Ben Chastain with 8, 47-26, the final there. And while we're at it, again, congrats out to Keenan Franz, who won a Mr. Football plaque for being named the best wide receiver in football in the state of Indiana. A nice honor for that senior who played well tonight, but got himself into foul trouble and scored, as John mentioned, only 1 point. John will have our players of the game brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, our Monroe County High School scoreboard, and we'll close shop here on a Friday night from the home court after these final timeouts. 66-61, Southport wins it by 5. You're listening to South Panther Basketball. One final time tonight from the home score. Time for our player of the game. Brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers. You need options, knowledge, and respect? Give Green and Schultz a toll-free call at 866-685-6800 or go online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Hey, Joe, for Bloomington South tonight, I got to go with Johnny Jager. The young man, he had a great game, finishing 7-10 shooting, 4-5 behind the line. 6-6 in the stripe. I tell you, the young man has really done a good job in the weight room. I mean, previously, when he would take it inside, he wouldn't be able to finish because he just didn't have that bulk. Tonight, saw him go in there strong and fearless, and when he would get fouled on his way to the hoop, he was able to, if the ball would go in, it would, but he was able to finish at the free throw line. Again, 24 points and 3 rebounds for Johnny Jager.
Well, the Panthers, again, will be going on the road now 2-2, a non-conference game against Decatur Central tomorrow night, and our player of the game brought to you by Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers. John, how about some finals in from the McKinney Court and down at the Hatchet House?
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't see very many teams go into the Hatchet House and win, but that was something that the Edgewood Mustangs did here tonight. They were up 24-18 and a half. They hang on to win it 51-44, and what a ball game they had tonight. Terry Moretti and the Bloomington North That game went into overtime. Every time I would check an update, and again, I want to thank John Blau, following him on Twitter tonight. He had the Edgewood game, and then for Bloomington North with Jim Gordillo. And every time I would check in with Jim, it was like Perry Meridian was up 3 points every single time that I would look down. That game went into overtime, and then Tate Stewart, he was the man of the hour tonight, hit a three ball with 12 seconds remaining in overtime, and Bloomington North pulls it out 53-52.
Well, boy, I tell you, that sets up a dandy for us on the airwaves next Friday night as Bloomington North ranked eighth, and, of course, they play at ninth-ranked Evansville Wrights tomorrow night, so we could have us a battle of unbeatens as we will look at Southport again next Friday night as the Cardinals come right back to Bloomington to the McKinney Court to take on Andy Hodson and the North Cougars. We'll have Coach Andy on in Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock next Friday night. Hey, don't forget Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell coming up here shortly. And you've been listening tonight to Bloomington South Panther Basketball. For John Callahan, all of our sponsors, Katie Robbins doing another great job of producing tonight. Panthers on the short end to a quality basketball club, 66-61. They lose to second-ranked Southport. You've been listening to the South Panther Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from the Holmes Court.